The Garden of the Gods in Colorado, oh, it's one of the most beautiful spots in America. And God has allowed the Navigators Ministry to have their headquarters right there. My first time there was for a national committee meeting where they really worked us hard. But finally, someone suggested a hike to the waterfall. They told me this was some of the most beautiful, spectacular scenery around these parts. And being a rookie on the committee, little did I suspect this was also an initiation. Our walk started out on a nice path that ran next to this roaring mountain stream. And I mean, it was really roaring from the recent snow melt in the mountains. Finally, we walked to this dead end where there was only a rock wall in front of us. And I said, where's the waterfall? Over there, they said. And they pointed across the stream. Well, I asked the obvious question, how do you get to it? There was no bridge. Well, they pointed to this narrow pipe that spanned the stream. And they said, you cross the pipeline. I said, you cross the pipeline. They're expecting me to balance myself on this little pipe and walk across this roaring stream? But that was the only way to get to the incredible beauty on the other side. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about as far as you can go safely. Well, standing on the edge of that roaring stream, I realized I'd gone as far as I could go safely. And so have you. It may very well be that God has led you to a point where he's asking you to move beyond where you feel safe. On the other side are some exciting new discoveries. Things your heart really is hungry for. You're at the pipeline. By the way, I crossed the pipeline, and it was everything they said it would be. And I crossed it a few times after that, too. You know, Abraham was at the pipeline in his life. In our word for today from the Word of God, in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. The Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Notice his first word to Abram, leave. Leave all your comfort, leave all your security blankets, and let me take you into a place I will show you. What God did in Abraham's life, he does in the lives of all his children. God brings you to the point where you've gone as far as you can go safely, comfortably, and now he wants you to cross the pipeline. God tells Abram what's on the other side. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Well, that's pretty spectacular scenery, but not if you stay on your side of the comfort zone. The Bible says, so Abram left as the Lord had told him, and Abram crossed the pipeline. And I did that day in Colorado. The beauty I saw on the other side, yep, it was worth the risk I took. When Abram moved beyond safety, his life took off like he could have never dreamed. God wants to do something like that for you. But first you'll have to trust him enough to cross the pipeline. But you're looking at the what-ifs and the coulds and a lot of unanswered questions. And maybe you're holding back from the step that your Lord is clearly asking you to take. In a sense, could you be addicted to comfort? And those who are addicted to comfort will sooner or later miss the will of God. You might be at the threshold. Remember, this Jesus you follow left the most comfortable place in all the universe for the most uncomfortable place in all the universe, the cross. But on the other side, the glory of the resurrection and the rescue of millions like you and me. Now that Jesus is asking you to step beyond your comfort zone into a bold and beautiful place you can only get to one way. Yep, by crossing the pipeline. You've gone as far as you can go safely. Don't miss what's on the other side. If you look on the other side, that's Jesus beckoning to you to come follow him.